This podcast is sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Oppenheimer Funds offers one of the most comprehensive retirement income planning programs in the industry. Visit www.transition10.com. That's transition, the number 10.com, today to learn more. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor, Inc.
Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Today we'll be looking at beneficiary rollovers. The non-spouse beneficiary rollover is a new invention created by the Pension Protection Act of 2006. And the reason we need to look at it now is that the IRS has recently issued an interpretation of beneficiary rollovers in IRS Notice 2007-7. We find that the Pension Protection Act took us three steps forward. It seemed to solve a problem we've had for a number of years with certain kinds of retirement plans that do not allow a life expectancy payout for death benefits. With Notice 2007-7, we seem to have gone a couple of steps backwards. Here's our background. Your client has just inherited a 401k plan from his father. Your client, being your client, is very tax savvy and says, I want to take advantage of the stretch payout. After all, the Internal Revenue Code says that any individual beneficiary who inherits a retirement plan is entitled to withdraw that plan gradually over his or her life expectancy. And this stretch or life expectancy payout is a tremendous tax advantage for beneficiaries because they can continue to enjoy tax deferral for many decades after the original owner's death. But there is a problem. The problem has been that the tax code does not require retirement plans to offer the life expectancy payout. In fact, most 401k plans do not offer the life expectancy payout. Most plans, once the employee has died, the plan and the employer, they simply want to get rid of the money, get it out of the plan, so the employer no longer has responsibility for administering that benefit. And until the Pension Protection Act was enacted in August of 2006, there was nothing the beneficiary could do about this. The beneficiary was just forced to take that lump sum distribution and pay taxes on it, and that was the end of deferral. The Pension Protection Act brought us a new option that starts in 2007. Here's how it works. The beneficiary who's inherited a 401k plan goes to an IRA provider and opens up a so-called inherited IRA account. This is a contradiction in terms. It isn't really an inherited IRA. It's a brand new IRA. But it's opened in the name of the decedent and payable to the beneficiary. So if your client is the son who inherited a 401k from his father, the IRA would be registered in the name of the deceased father, payable to the son as beneficiary. Then the son instructs the plan, and I mean the plan he actually did inherit, to transfer that inherited benefit by plan-to-plan transfer directly into the inherited IRA. This sounds great because now the beneficiary can get his stretch payout from the IRA, even though the original plan didn't allow it. In a minute, we'll see what the IRS has done to these beneficiary rollovers in Notice 2007-7. But first, let's just clarify some of our terms here. In my example, I'm talking about a 401k plan, because that's the most common type of plan we see. But what I'm going to say applies to any type of qualified retirement plan. It also applies to 403b and 457 plans. Similarly, in my example, I'm talking about a son who inherits from his father, but this material that I'm going to be discussing covers any individual beneficiary who inherits a plan from anybody. It covers any individual beneficiary except for the surviving spouse. So it doesn't have to be a family member, son, daughter, child, friend, partner, anybody, any individual. And even, it also applies to a trust that is named as beneficiary of the original plan if the trust qualifies as a see-through trust under the IRS's minimum distribution rules. Why am I discriminating against the surviving spouse, though? Why am I not covering her? Or him? Because the surviving spouse has always been able to roll over benefits, either to an inherited plan or, even better, to his or her own plan. That is not changed by the new law. That still goes on. So the surviving spouse simply didn't need the Pension Protection Act. It's only other individual beneficiaries, and see-through trusts. With that background, let's look at what the IRS has done in the notice. And they've given us two interpretations here that are negative. The first one is that plans are not required to offer the beneficiary rollover. So the plan doesn't have to allow our beneficiary to transfer the inherited benefit to an inherited IRA. Now people are asking me, Natalie, why wouldn't a plan want to offer this? Why is it any harm to them? And my answer to that is, I don't know. I don't know why plans wouldn't want to offer it. All I know is that if a plan is not required to offer the beneficiary payout, some plans will choose not to offer it. So that's the first blow. Plans don't have to offer this. The second negative aspect of the notice is a little more complicated. It has to do with the minimum distribution rules. Obviously, the whole point of doing this type of rollover is that you want to get a stretch payout for that beneficiary in the inherited IRA that wasn't allowed under the original plan. Well, the notice 2007-7 says, whatever minimum distribution rules applied under the plan will also apply to the inherited IRA, with one exception. Now, even that is not a problem in a lot of cases. For example, if the participant died after his required beginning date, which is roughly after age 70 and a half, then under any minimum distribution rule that there is, the life expectancy payout would apply and would be the applicable distribution period under the minimum distribution rules. Okay, complicated. The plan might still require a lump sum payout, but the minimum distribution rules would say no, a life expectancy payout would be the applicable distribution period. So if the employee died after his required beginning date, this new rule in Notice 2007-7 is not a problem. If the employee died before his required beginning date, however, it could be a problem, because in that case, the plan documents might say that the applicable distribution period is the five-year rule. All benefits must be distributed within 5 years after death. And here, the IRS notice is saying, if the five-year rule applied under the plan, it will still apply to the inherited IRA you transfer the money into, unless you complete that transfer by the end of the year after the year of the participant's death. So is that negative? Well, it is negative for some situations. For example, some advisors had been hoping that we could maybe look back to deaths that occurred in 2005 and even 2004 and have those beneficiaries now transfer their inherited 401k plans to inherited IRAs and use the life expectancy payout. That's not going to be possible. Basically, we'll only be able to go back to deaths in 2006, as is the farthest back we can go if we need to switch from a five-year rule payout to a life expectancy payout. But otherwise, there's no deadline on beneficiary rollovers. So let's be clear here. There's no deadline on the beneficiary rollover. A beneficiary rollover can occur years, even decades, after the original owner died. The only deadline is if, under the plan, the five-year rule applied to the benefit, the benefits must be transferred to the inherited IRA no later than the end of the year after the year that the employee died, if you want to switch over to a life expectancy payout. So that's our look at Notice 2007-7. And where does it leave us with planning? Well, I'd like to just close with some reminders and a review of the planning implications here. First, I'm going to continue to urge my clients, when they retire or leave their job, to at that time roll their 401k benefits or other plan benefits over to an IRA, generally speaking, if they care about preserving a life expectancy payout for their beneficiaries. Because we cannot count on that option being available for their beneficiaries after they die. So get it done while you're still alive, and don't leave it up to your beneficiary to do a rollover. Second, when we're representing a beneficiary who has inherited a 401k that's a lump sum only plan, remember how to accomplish it. You must accomplish the beneficiary rollover if it's permitted by the plan by means of a direct transfer from the inherited plan into an inherited IRA. You can't give the money to the beneficiary and then have him roll it over. That would be a distribution. He can't roll over. It must be done by direct transfer into the inherited IRA. And of course, he cannot transfer it into his own IRA. It must be transferred into an inherited IRA. And finally, unfortunately, you cannot use the beneficiary rollover to clean up a defective beneficiary designation form. So if our decedent filled out his 401k beneficiary form and left his benefits to his estate, we cannot use the beneficiary rollover to now switch that over to being payable to, let's say, the individual children and into an inherited IRA. That's our quick tour of beneficiary rollovers and Notice 2007-7. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.
Today's podcast was sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Visit www.transition10.com, that's transition, the number 10.com, to learn about Oppenheimer Funds' valuable retirement income planning tools. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor, Inc.